As you know, this Hurricane Isaac has been on our minds this past week, and yes, thankfully we didn't incur much damage in our area, but there are yet many who have. But this past Wednesday night, in fact, we didn't have services, didn't have Bible classes on Wednesday, and so my family and I decided we'd have a family devotional Wednesday evening. And the topic that we selected, that I selected for our family, was blessings from Hurricane Isaac. And they're accustomed to doing this kind of thing from Ricky and from Eric, and drawing lessons from events that my children have been through and making application. So here was our exercise of finding and naming the blessings that we have had due to Hurricane Isaac. And so my family helped me write this sermon. So if you don't like it, it's not all my fault. But I want to share with you some things that we came up with, some blessings from Hurricane Isaac. And the reason I share these with you, so I hope it'll cause you to think and cause you to start listing some blessings, even from Hurricane Isaac, but not limited to this past week. But it'll help us gear our minds more toward looking for the blessings that come even in times of storm. So here's one blessing from Hurricane Isaac, was family time. Family time. We were able to spend some time together. We played some cards and watched some movies and just enjoyed each other's company. Almost everyone was at home. Brittany probably would have liked to have been home, but she was in classes at Faulkner. But she was safe, and we're thankful for that. But this hurricane afforded us that opportunity to spend some time together. And I hope it did for you, to spend some time with your loved ones. And that's a blessing. That is a blessing. In Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 7, we read, "These words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit down in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." I want to come back to that passage in a moment. But I want to underscore how Moses, in teaching the children of Israel before they crossed over the Jordan into the Promised Land, was giving them instruction. You're to continue to teach your children, and it's to be a way of life. I'm afraid that families in Bible times probably spent more time together than our families do today. It's just the nature of our society and expectations today. But it just underscores the need for us to make more time for our families, so that we can have these times when we have these opportunities to discuss biblical principles and how they apply to everyday life. But those times won't come about if we don't make time for our family. So I'm thankful. One blessing from Hurricane Isaac was family time. Number two, taking a break. Taking a break. It was nice to be able to take a break from work and school. Lacey, here's a quote from Lacey. "We had some time to let some stress go." That comes from a senior in high school. And she's busy just like so many of us. But it was nice just to take a break. To take a break. Look at Mark chapter 6 for a moment. The apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all things, that's verse 30, both what they had done and what they had taught. And when I read this passage, I envision in my mind the apostles are excited, and they can't wait to tell Jesus perhaps the miracles they had performed by the power of God and the lessons they had taught by inspiration from God. And I see their excitement, and they just can't wait to tell Jesus. But I want you to see what Jesus said to them on this occasion. He said to them, "Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they didn't even have time to eat. So they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves." Jesus was concerned about the apostles. You're doing great works, but you need to come aside and rest a while. It's in your best interest. Now look at that statement. There were many coming and going and didn't even have time to eat. Have I described any of our lifestyles today? And the hustle and bustle of just things in our everyday lives. Too many times this statement can express our own lives. But Hurricane Isaac provided an opportunity for at least some of us to take a break. And that's a blessing. Number three, clean up. I don't know about you, but with the threat of a hurricane coming, and you know how this goes, you get concerned about things that might blow down or might be carried up, picked up by the wind and carried and blown who knows where. So we got in our backyard, and there's been some things on our deck particularly that we'd been saving for the next time we took a load to the dump ground. And so we took that opportunity to clean off the deck, and I think Patrice was particularly proud of that accomplishment. So a period of cleanup time was a blessing that came from Hurricane Isaac. But storms often cause us to take inventory. And there are different types of storms. And it's when the stormy times come that we begin to think about what's really important, what we really want to secure and make sure it's okay. And then what isn't that important? We get rid of some junk, but we secure those things that are most valuable to us. Psalm 119, verse 71 says, the psalmist says, It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. I don't know what storm the psalmist was referring to when he said, it was good for me that I've been afflicted, but he said there's something positive that came out of it, and that is that I learned your statutes better. And it just underscores how that storms can cause us to take inventory even in our own lives and maybe gain a better understanding of God's will for us. And some things we need to get rid of in our lives and some things that we need to hold closer. Number four, fun with friends was another blessing from Hurricane Isaac. Caleb and Ethan McGoy and Courtney Barnes came over. They wanted to get together with our children and do some homework and get ahead in their schoolwork. Not. Actually, they came over and played some cards. I've learned the game of Nerds. Nerds. Not sure how to spell that, but it's a pretty fun game, and it got kind of loud, but it was fun. It was fun. And so this opportunity for the children to be out of school and spend some time with friends, no, not doing homework, but having fun, that was still a blessing. That was a tremendous blessing. Someone said friendship doubles our joy and divides our grief. Being with friends is a tremendous blessing, even when the storms rage. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Another translation states it like this: a friend loves you all the time, and a brother helps in time of trouble. Number five, not so bad. That was a blessing. That the storm wasn't as bad as it could have been, nor was it as bad as it was in other areas in Mississippi and Louisiana. So that's a reason for us to be thankful. That is a blessing. It reminded me of a Scottish preacher by the name of Alexander White. He was known to always begin his prayers with expressions of gratitude. And on this particular day when the church came together, it was very stormy and people were wondering, What is he going to find to be thankful for today? And Alexander White got up and to pray, and he said, "We thank thee, O Lord, that it is not always like this." We can thank God that we don't have storms all the time. We can also thank God for this past week that it wasn't as bad as it could have been. I didn't read our text. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. In everything, give thanks. There's always reasons for Christians to give thanks. And one of those reasons is the storm was not as bad in our area as it could have been. Number 6, always on. Always on. Alabama Power is going to have to give me a stipend for this one. I believe that's a slogan that they've had, always on. And I don't know about you, but our power didn't even flicker during the storm. It stayed on. And John David told us that he was particularly glad of that at night because, well, and Carol Weaver will appreciate this. She works for Alabama Power. That trying to sleep at night when the AC isn't working, well, it reminds me of Gulf Coast Bible Camp before they put air conditioners in the cabins. You get all sticky, and I don't know about you, but that's just hard to sleep for me in those conditions. But we had electricity the whole time. That was a reason for us to be thankful. Because many times we don't appreciate our blessings until we have to go without them. Psalm 103 verse 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Number 7, safe. Safe. We sustained no damage in the storm. I haven't heard of any of you say that you sustained any damage. I did wonder about the Lakeys who live in Pascagoula, but I called and he said his yard had a lot of water standing in it, but no damage in his home. So I'm so thankful that we didn't sustain damage. And it was a relief to know that our friends and extended family members were safe. And to be able to say we were safe is a tremendous blessing. I hope that we'll be reminded of where our real shelter is in stormy times. Listen to Psalm 62. "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Psalm 62:6-8. He is our surest refuge when the storms come into our lives. Number 8, rain. Rain. John and Fernanda Cannon and their three girls have moved to Mobile from Katy, Texas. And we were talking with them one day recently, and they were beginning to wonder, does it rain every day in Mobile? And then Hurricane Isaac just made a little bit more wet. And it didn't help when I told them that I think Mobile averages more rainfall annually than even Seattle, Washington. But rain is a blessing. Did you see a map like this that shows drought areas in the U.S.? I had a friend in Georgia whom I've never met, just visited with him through emails. He's a preacher there. And I thought about him when at first Hurricane Isaac was forecast to go over more over into Florida and up through Georgia. And I was thinking that that area of Georgia that had been experiencing a lot of drought might receive some relief. But then the path changed. But if you look, if you think about the path that Hurricane Isaac ended up taking, went right over Arkansas up into Missouri. I think now it's turned more east. And I heard reports about how in those areas, like in Arkansas, they did receive blessing from the rain that Hurricane Isaac brought. That was the same storm that brought a lot of damage to a lot of areas. But it also provided rain for some drought areas. It reminds us that storms can bring some blessings, some unique blessings to our lives and the lives of others. Number 9, home sweet home. There are a lot of projects that need to be completed around the Sargent home. I thought I would acknowledge that to you in front of Patrice. But our house kept us dry and cool. So I'm thankful for our home. Because as you know, there are many homes that sustained a whole lot of damage. 1 Timothy 6 verse 8 says, "And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content." Food and clothing, some of our basic necessities, and shelter being a third. Aren't you thankful for your house, even if it does need some work? But notice this one, home away from home. And by that I refer to, we had some offers, some text messages and phone calls and emails of friends and family that live in other places that invited us, if we were going to evacuate, to stay in their homes. The Mosiers in West Virginia, we were invited there. Now, that's a long way to go to escape a hurricane. But my brother in Houston, and we've been there before to try to escape a storm. My aunt and uncle, where my mom and dad went in Memphis, they said they had room for a few more. A family in Aliceville, Alabama, that I don't know all that well, said we were welcome to come stay with them. And all of you, I'm sure, know of people that you could call, and perhaps they did call you and invite you, if you're going to flee the storm, come stay in our house. What a tremendous blessing to know that you can have a home away from home. Hebrews 13:1, let brotherly love continue. Let brotherly love continue. And what a blessing to know that there are brothers and sisters outside of Mobile that are ready and willing to help us in time of need. Number 11, and this only goes to 12. Number 11, family devotional. It was a blessing. Though we missed coming and meeting with our church family, it was a blessing for us to be at home and have this time to have a family devotional. Great experience. We got to make this list, was one of the comments that was made. Let me go back to Deuteronomy 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in the house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand. They shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. But to me, the emphasis is this is to be a way of life. There may be times when we set aside time for family devotionals. Or it may just be that some circumstance that arises in our lives, we take that opportunity to show how some biblical principles apply. Teachable moments is a phrase that a lot of folks that emphasize family studies use. watch for and utilize those teachable moments. Hurricane Isaac provided a teachable moment for my family and me. I hope that it did for you as well. And lastly, number 12. We've been there. We've been there. And now our hearts and minds go to those who were in that direct path of the storm, whose homes were flooded, whose trees fell on their homes, and all those things that we on the Gulf Coast are so familiar with. And many of us are able to sympathize, and some of us can even empathize with those people because we've seen it, in some cases, even in our own homes. We've been there. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. But I want to add one more. Help those who are in need. Don't just rejoice with those who rejoice. Don't just weep with those who weep. But let's help those who are in need. As we have opportunity, let us do good to all, Galatians 6:10, especially to those who are of the household of faith. You remember, those of you who've been here or who were here when Hurricane Katrina came through, you'll remember the disaster response team. Mark and Laura Kermains have set up a workplace in Slidell, Louisiana. And they hope to establish some more work sites in those affected areas. Some of you may remember a man by the name of Mike Bumgartner, who started his own ministry. It's called Disaster Assistance, and our church family has helped with that effort as well. In fact, he was set up at the Central Church in Tuscaloosa after those tornadoes. He's in those affected areas, preparing meals and serving. Many of you remember very well and know about the ministry of Churches of Christ Disaster Relief in Nashville and the truckloads of goods that they brought even to our building. And some of you remember how our fellowship room served as more of a warehouse during that time. Perhaps took a toll on our building, but I'm so thankful that we had the opportunity to help those who were in need, who had been affected by the storm. Eric has mentioned doing something with disaster response team, perhaps organizing an effort to go over and help some families one Saturday. I don't know about you, but I'd be interested in going and helping folks who've sustained a lot of damage and who may not have the ability to help themselves. We've been there. We've seen it. And when we're going through a problem, isn't it even more helpful when someone comes to us and they're able to say to us, "I've been in your shoes. I know how you feel because I've been there." And having been there, we're in a position to be of service, not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually, to those whose lives have been changed. Let's go to our text one more time. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I hope these thoughts have only generated more thoughts in your minds. And that I hope that we'll continue to, in every situation, even in the storms, make a conscious effort to think about the blessings that we have. The Christian always has reasons to be thankful. No matter what the outward circumstances may be, The child of God always has reasons to be thankful. Are you thankful tonight? The primary reason we have to be thankful is because of what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. If you've not accepted that gift of salvation on His terms, if it's your desire to do so tonight, or if you need to respond in coming back home as a child of God who's wandered away, that's another reason, another blessing that we have, is that we can come home. If you need the prayers of the church, if you need to obey the gospel, please do so right now as together we stand and sing.